This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera nhasi uri musi wesvondo kurume 13 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ni 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vamwe vagari vedunhu remashonaland East vochema nerekuti vari kunyimwa chikafu chinogoverwa vanotambura. Sangano revarairidzi reptuz rotsigira urongwa hwegurukota rezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora hwekuti paumbwe sangano rimwe chete reTeachers Professional Council iro rinenge richizoongorora mashandiro evarairidzi. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Vamwe vagari vekudirihori muWard 20 mudunhu remarondera East kumashonaland East vanoti vari kunyimwa chikafu chinofanirwa kunge chichigoverwa vanhu pasi pechirongwa chehurumende chekubatsira vanhu nechikafu vachinzi havatsigiri bato rezanupf. Mumwe mutsigiri weMDCT vanyika dzino chafundikira vanoti iwe nevamwe vavo vakatoudzwa nemumwe sachigaro wezanupf kuti havafi vakawana chikafu ichi. Vanoti dai hurumende kuburikidza neGMB iri iyo iri kugovera vanhu chikafu. Atina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rezanupf panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 navachafundikira.
Zviri kuitika ndezvekuti GMB dzavaya nezvinhu inosvika pavanoti pacentral point kurinova kwanesamba, kunonzi kwanesamba primary school. Saka vanhu vobva vanzizve muchinyorwa ine masabhuku kuti muzozotambirawo chibage kana maimput mafertilizer. Saka masabhuku aya anenge akatotaurirwa kudhara kuti no vanhu vasiri vezanupf musapeti musavanyorwa. Saka isu takazongoendawo ikoko maona tisina kunyorwa, ndobva tataurwa nadistrict chairman wezanu kuti hapana vanhu veopposition vari kutambira pano.
Vaitotanga vabvunza here kuti muvape kadhi rebato rekuti muriwe bato ipi?
Kwete district chairperson uyo anotoziva nekuti togarisana muarea magwatiko. Saka vanotiona isusu nokusaenda kumisangano yavo havabvunze makadhi, asi kuti vanototiziva kuti ava vavanhu ava vatoizanupf.
Saka semaonero enyu pangagadziriswe sei zvapamira pakadai?
Panga pachitoda kuti ivo vehurumende kana veiovegb vacho aiva vasingafaniri kutevera zvingotaurwa nevamwe vanhu vepati, nokuti ivo ndivo vanenge vabva vane assignment yekuti iendai munopa munhu wose ari kunzvimbo yakati. Asi vanozvodzoka ivo vegb vacho vataurirwa nadistrict chairperson wezanupf kuti kwete vanhu vasiri vezanupf hakipi.
Havanga vari nhengo yeMDCT vanyika dzino chafundikira vari parunare kumarondera East naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Rimwe sangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ rinoti rinotambira nemaoko maviri kurudziro yegurukota rezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora yekuti pave nesangano reTeachers Teaching Professional Council iro rinenge richiona nezvemashandiro evarairidzi. Munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti semasangano evarairidzi ndizvo zvavagara vachikurudzira kuti zviitwe sezvo mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende akaitawo semasangano avana chiremba vaine sangano rakadaro.
Tagara tichingotaurai tikuti teaching professor council iyi inokwanisa kuti tibatsire kusimbaradza ukama hwedu sevarairidzi kutiratidza kuti toita sei munguva yematambudziko nekugona zvakare kuti vaya vanouya kuzokanganisa profesheni yedu todii navo nepamusana pekuti pane vamwe vanongopindirawo kanyemba dzinozowanikwa dziri munzungu vanhu voti aiwa nzungu izipani yakaomarira iyeri imwe chete saka tongodavira kuti izvozvo zvega zvinotibatsira kuti tikwanise kusimbaradza kuti profesheni yedu yevarairidzi yofamba sei kuenda mberi.
Asi zvinobatsira nemutoo upi zvamagara muchichema imi zvamunotarisira sevashandi yatingati welfare?
Izvi zvinotibatsira pakuti point number one. Tinokwanisa isu kuti zvichemo zvedu zviri professional. Zvichemo zvedu zvinoita kuti tikwanise kutorwa sevanhu vari serious. Nekuti hapana asiri wemumucha medu anozopindamo. Asi hazvirevi kuti ndezvi tatigadzirira nyaya. Hazvirevi kuti ndezvi tatikwidzira pei. Hazvirevi kuti ndezvi taita kuti public service kana civil service commission inspectors vasaite huori neudzanyiriri neumbindimeka hwakazara uku izvo zvahatigoni kuzvirambidza. Zvinotibatsira chete kana zvikaitwa nevanhu vari kuziva zvavanoda. Kana pakapindira vanhu vanenge vapinda nehurumende sezvinoitwa zvimaunioni zviri kufomwa izvi zvimaunioni zviri kupondwa nevamwe vanhu vane political agenda hatigoni kuti tizokaka ngoma inorira. Nekuti pamunenge muchipinda tambo kuti mubvenze kuti ngoma itate umwe anenge achiya nedanga achiteta ipapo kureva kuti ngoma yedhamba kuenda mberi kubva kwaramba kuenda mberi. Saka isu tiri kungoti sevarairidzi tikagona tega kumbogara pasi tichigadzirisa zvinhu zvinotiendesa mberi ndicho chega chikuru chatingati chingare the foundation yekuti kuenda mberi nekusimbaradza voice redu kunonzwika. Nekuti iye zvinotingati tikapendedza kuti tichi profession dzazvo dzinechagadzirisa zvichemo pane vakabuda vatenda vanogadzira health services commission vakabva ipapo vakanoti vakuita zvavo vega nanhapo vari kungochema mari haiuyi. Panoda kuti pave nepolitical will. Panoda kuti hurumende yacho iri kutonga izvi nekuti iri kutungamirira vanhu haisi kutungamirira magengi nemombe.
Manga muchimbochemawo nenyaya yekuti hurumende haisi kukutaudzai munozoita zvizhinji zvekuziva kuburikidza nemapepa. Vakakusvitsa here shoko irori rwendo runo?
Hongu inyaya yegara itori mudariro inyaya iri kutokurukurwa nezvayo mazita ekuti ndiani angatungamirire tikatogara pasi tichibatsirana kuti ndiani angaita. Asi tiripozo ndechekuti pazvinozoimplimendwa zvinhu izvi votoimplimendeswa zvinhu zvamusina kuita ndezvagara zvinongoitwa nehurumende. Vanokudaidzai vapedza kukudaidzai voimplimenda zvinhu zvavo mozi aiwa ava vakanyanza ucha moonekwa mini mafuta pamuromo mazorwa mafuta pamuromo nyama yamusina kuita.
Avanga vari vaRaymond Majongwe vanove munyori mukuru wePTUZ vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Sangano rinomirira vanofamba nemichovha reZimbabwe Passenger Association rinoti rinotambira nemaoko maviri pfungwa yegurukota rezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu Dr. Joram Gumbo yekuti paumbwe homwe inobatsira vanenge vavirwa netsaona dzemumigwagwa yeRoad Accident Fund. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vatafadzwa Goliath vanoti iyi yagara iri yokurudziro yavo yekuti pave nehomwe yakadai sezvo vazhinji vari kushaya kana kukuvara mutsaona dzemumigwagwa vari vanhu vanenge vakabata dzimba. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Sesangano rePassenger Association Zimbabwe tinotambura nemaoko mairi kuti hurumende yazviona zvakakodzera kuti ifome Road Accident Fund. Isusu isu sangano tegera takachemera Road Fund kuti iripo tifanane nedzimwe nyika dziri murijin medu dzakafanana nesouth africa, Swaziland, Botswana, Namibia vane urongwa hwakadaiwo so hwakafanana neRoad Accident Fund. Ndiri kuti isusu tambura nemaoko mairi izvo zvavaita izvi idanho rakanaka. Vaakunzwisisa kuti mhuri dziri kuparara, mabreadwinners ari kuparara, hama dzisara dzisina variripiri idanho rakanaka isu tinosapota hurumende kana vatora danho iroro asi tirikuona kuti pachine zvakawanda zvirikuda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa zvatinofunga kuti hurumende iri yega haizvikwanisi inotodawo isusuwo kuti tinge tinge tichipinda mazviri sesangano repassenger association yezimbabwe
asi vagoriati pane kuchemawo kuri kuitwawo zvakare panyaya dzevamwe vari kunzi vari kubira masangano kana makambani ezveinsurance zvichinzi zvinoitwa maforgery iyo Road Accident Fund kana yakanga yavapo hamuone here pachizongoita dambudziko rimwe chete irori rekuforgwa kwemacertificate nezvimwe zvakadaro
kana tiripo sesangano tichange tichirekomenda nekuvabatsirawo kuti zvinofambawo sei bhuzitini takanzverawo takafamba takaonawo zvinoitawo vamwe kuti vari kuzvifambisawo takaita atotibarisechi pachirongo kuti masangano ari kurwirana sei mari dzacho dzinobva kupi tinazvo zvese izvozvo saka vachinge vachida uribatsiro rweduwo futi tinochakwanisa kuvabatsira kuti fojari yagara ichiitika even kana kunyika dzakabudirira pane vamwe vanenge vada kutora mukana wekuita fojari asi kuti munhu aone Road Accident Fund iyoyi andovhetwa zvakasimbarira vangueri kana vapa Road Accident Fund haisi fund inongoti tsaona yaitika yakutobatsira
vanga vari mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Passengers Association vatafadzwa Goliati vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Yasvika nguva yatinokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Godfrey Tsenengamu, avo vaimbova sachigaro wevechidiki kuZANU PF mudunhu reMashonaland Central Province. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano paStudio 7 mukoma Godfrey.
No, tinotenda mazvita makadini.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani tichivimbawo kuti vateereri vari nani. Mukoma Godfrey, tiri kuona kuti imi nevamwe vechidiki vakati wandei makadzingwa mubato reZANU PF muchinzi mainyomba mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika. Mungatudza kuti zvakafamba sei chaizvo?
Inhema kuti ndakashoropodza kana kusara mashoko akashata pamusoro pemudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika kubato reZANU PF. Cause kumusangano weZANU PF hatidhili nemafamilies kana kuti nemacouples, tinodhila nemembership yemusangano. Tinotaura zvedunga munhu mumwe nemumwe akazvimirira. Saka kutaura kwatakaita mashoko pamusoro paDr. Grace Mugabe, takataura takavatarisa senhengo yemusangano, kwete semudzimai womutungamiriri, nekuti chigaro chemudzimai womutungamiriri hachisi chigaro chemusangano.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti vanenge vasina kuwirirana nedanho rakatorwa rekuvadzinga mubato vakasununguka kuti vange vachidzokera kubato, vachinotaura kuti nyaya yoenzwike zvakare. Ndozvamuri kurongawo here kuita?
Mafambiro ari kuita zvinhu musangano rangovariara, ndingati mukoma Zulu, bhonda vaponda matambiro evanhu vari mubhawa, kuti kana macheso akanga arira mumwe nemumwe anotamba staira yaada. Inini zviri kuitwa mubato redu zviri kutaridza kuti vanhu havatisina kuremekedzwa nebumbiro remutemo. Saka naizvozvo handikwanisi kukoshesa danho ravanenge vakatora.
Ko, vamwanga vachiti imi muri kutsigira vamunangagwa kuti vazotore chigaro ichi iri kunzi Team Lacoste?
Ndingangoti nini kwamuri mukoma Zulu, ndo zvinoita berekana rakuda kudya mwana waro rinotanga ramupomera kunhwa sembudzi kuti rigowana majiro. Saka nhau iri pano ndeye kungotsvaga mhosva, asi ini ndiri nhengo yebato, ndinotedzera bato. Kana pakazowanika mukana wekuti vamunangagwa vaakutungamira ZANU PF, aiwa ndinovatsigira vari purezidendi wavo. Uye kana pakavaya election ndine right yekusarudza kuti ndinoda kuvavhoterese pacongress kana handidi kuvavhotera.
Saka pamakadzingwa pa mukoma Godfrey, pane vakamboti here munofanira kuti hamutsigire vamunangagwa muchibuda pachena? Zvanga zvichifamba sei?
Patakatanga kupesana kandepekuti inii munozviziva kuti muna 2014 isu savana sachigaro vechidiki muZANU PF takafamba na Dr. Grace Mugabe mazuva avaida kuita mutungamiri wemadzimai, vachitaura zvizhinji pamusoro pevaimbova mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika mai Joyce Mujuru. Saka pakapera mutambo wekubvunza kubviswa kwamajuru pachigaro kwakauya zvakare shoko rekuti tibatane namai Mugabe mukuteerera zvakare maprovinsi tava kubvisa vamunangagwa isu ndo patakabvunza sechibiki kuti mai Mujuru makavapomera ma10% ko zvakazodii makazoenda navo kukoti here takambonzi isu vaida kuhaya masniper zvakazofamba sei nekuti maallegations avaipiwa anga ari treasonous ko mhosva yavamunangagwa pane zvino ndeyeiko pasati papera gore vabva kumikidzwa kuti vave mutedzeri womutungamiri wenyika saka ipapo patakaramba kuva chikamu cheurongwa hwechipiri hwekuurwisa vamunangagwa kuvabvisa mubato ndo patakatanga kunzi no taavapanduki tinofanira kudzinga
mati makaudzwa kuti yangova yekuti mubvise vamunangagwa ndiani aidaro apa
munhu akauya kwatiri vanonzi ndiye vakasvikoere anova njetete vemusangano asiwo vachiti vakanga vapiwa mashoko aya kumutungamiriri wenyika but vachiti vakanyatsomapiwa nadr Grace Mugabe kuti vatiindigeche kuti tipinde zvakare muprogiramu yekutanga kurwisa vamunangagwa
asi semaonero enyu munoona mai Grace Mugabe vaine chidokwadokwa chekutungamirawo here
vakambozvitaura muna 2014 vachiti ndine kodzero yekuti kana ndirakita purezidendi ndinoitawo nekuti ndiri chizvarwa chezimbabwe ura rimwe zuva ravakabva kana ndisendakanganisi kuchina patakavagashira paairport vachiti hakuna munhu ane kodzero yekumisa mudzimai wangu saka kana ivowo vachiti hakuna munhu ane kodzero yekumisa mudzimai wavo naizvozvo hapana munhu zvakare ane kodzero yekumisawo mumwe anoda nekuti hazvingotenderwi chete ka kuti mai Grace Mugabe ndiro vangoda vega
muri kuona here imi vechidiki vachiremekedzwa mubato rezanu p f kana kuti vanenge vanoshandiswawo
nhau yandakaona mubato ndeyekuti vechidiki vane tine nguva yatinonyanyodikwa kana paine mabasa mamwe anoda kuti aitwe ekudzoreredza musangano kana kudzoreredza utongi kana bato redu ikange ratarisana nedambudziko ndonguva zhinji dzatinodikwa semayuti dambudziko ratiraro nderekuti vakuru vazhinji vari mubato redu vanoti kana vachititarisa tichinzi yuti vanofunga kuti tiri pwere
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru vatserengabu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
no ndinokutendai vazulu mazvita henyu
manga makateerera kubva kuna vaimbova sachigaro wezanu p f kumashonaland central mubazi revechidiki reyouth league vagodfrey tsenengamo muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo aiwa hama wadiwa chinobhururuka chinomhara nekudaro ngaisiye matambo tosangana zvakare svondo rinouya anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa tinotenda Blessing nechirongwa chako chinodzidzisa zvikuru vechidiki nesuwo vechikuru tiri kuwanawo zvekunhonga ipapo. Nzwisa namwe usavi kubva kuna Paul Matawire tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu sezvo ngoedi yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare vamwe vagari vedunhu rekumashonaland east vochema nerekuti vari kunyimwa chikafu chinogoverwa vanotambura sangano revarayiridzi reptuz rotsigira urongwa hwekuti paumbwe sangano reteaching professions council iro rinenge richiongorora mashandiro evarayiridzi tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muwashington dc ndekusiya mina mavhlas muhlanganya uye
good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, March the 13th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, some members of the opposition MDCT in Mashonaland East call on the government to stop discriminating them when it comes to food aid and imports, which they allege are only being given to ZANU-PF members.
My name is Nigazino Tafundikira, and I am in Marondera East, which is under source in Mashonaland province. The food situation here is very tough. What the ground is that the input and the dry maize is being given in a partisan manner. If you are not a member of the ZANU-PF, you are told that you are not going to get anything.
The National Constitutional Assembly, one of the country's opposition parties, says it may not have a Congress this year, but is instead putting all its effort in making inroads to grow its membership in the provinces. And Mashonaland Central Province continues to lead in the number of cases of early child marriages, despite the recent Constitutional Court ruling outlawing the practice.
Statistics as of end of year last year really revealed that Mashonaland Central had the highest prevalence rate in terms of child marriages. And I must say, given what we have experienced since January to date, it seems like the cases are still on the increase. This is despite the fact that there has been a ruling that has criminalized child marriages.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. Some members of the opposition MDCT in Mashonaland East are calling on the government to stop discriminating them when it comes to food aid and imports, which they allege are only being given to ZANU-PF members. Some villagers who support the opposition MDCT say they have not received food aid for the past 3 years. We speak to one of the affected villagers. Studio 7 was unable to get comment from ZANU-PF on the allegations.
My name is Nigazino Tafundikira, and I am in Marondera East, which is under source in Mashonaland province. The food situation here is very tough. What the ground is that the input and the dry maize is being given in a partisan manner. If you are not a member of the ZANU-PF, you are told that you are not going to get anything here. Go and get those things from where you support, meaning the Tsvangirai MDCT. Of which we are quite a number, Tsvangirai supporters. So they easily identify us. And they also instructed the COVID to sideline us, not to write us on the sheet in which they don't beat the slow term with inputs or dry maize. So we are being left hung just because of this pattern.
So when you do go and collect the maize, are you asked to provide the ZANU-PF card, or how do they know who belongs to ZANU-PF and who doesn't?
No, what happened is the district chairperson, who is known as Shepherd Zenda, he never accessed that whenever he called for a meeting of ZANU-PF, we don't attend. In most cases, he used to see us wearing the t-shirts of MDCT, which is Tsvangirai. That is the reason why we are being sidelined.
So what do you think is the way forward? What would you like government to do to enable you to also access some of these maize seed or maize?
The government must make sure that regardless of the political situation in what someone belongs, if someone is hungry, everyone must be given food, because this food is for the government, and the government gets money from the taxpayers. So of which everyone must get that without any partisan being taken against any member.
So right now, what action are you going to take, or have you been able to speak to anyone regarding this non-availability of food aid to some of the MDCT supporters?
We
is why I attended some meetings and we inform our superiors about the condition which we are facing. And the answer we get from our leaders is we are going to solve, we are going to solve. We have now completed 3 years without being given this food or input. It's a food aid in conjunction with input. The consignment comes from Grand to the central point, which is in a Shamba area, in which all the areas within that in a Shamba will be manageable to work and go and collect. That is where the establishment, that is the central point of 2020.
That was a villager Nyikadzino Chafundikira from Mashonaland East. The National Constitutional Assembly, one of the country's opposition parties, says it may not have a Congress this year, but is instead putting all its effort in making inroads to grow its membership in the provinces. NCA's Madog Chivasa speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
Our Congress is dependent on the progress that we are making in terms of establishing our ward structures. We intend to ensure that we have the structures in all the 1,958 wards in Zimbabwe. So definitely as soon as we finish all the wards, it means that we'll then be moving to do our Congress. Now we successfully done the process in Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East. We've also done the same in Manikaland, part of Mashingo, and we're now moving to Midland Province and Matabeleland Province. So we are quite moving with the pace that we have so far very good to find.
So in short, are you saying that you may not be able to hold your Congress this year?
Yeah, it all depends with the progress that we will be making. I need to emphasize the fact that we want to establish an opposition political party that is different from those opposition political parties that has been formed before us. And the difference is mainly emanating from the way that you want to establish the party. So we believe that we must recruit someone when we already have leaders of the party, when we already have policies of the party, when we already have slogans of the party. The people we are recruiting now are going to be responsible to all those people. And we also have those processes. And as NCA, we emphasize more on people-driven processes. We don't just want to come up with manifestos or documents, policy positions. I mean, as far as we're concerned, you can't hear the strong political party when we dictate everything within the concern of the party. You need the members themselves to do those things.
How are you being received in these provinces you just mentioned?
Well, we have gone so far, we are being received very well. And the more we are talking to people, the more they are now understanding our agenda.
That was NCA's Madok Chivasa speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. Mashonaland Central Province continues to lead in the number of cases of early child marriages despite the recent Constitutional Court ruling outlawing the practice. Glanis Changachirere of the Institute for Young Women Development, who works in the province, tells us more on the issue.
I want to acknowledge that statistics as of end of year last year really revealed that Mashonaland Central had the highest prevalence rate in terms of child marriages. And I must say, given what we have experienced since January to date, it seems like the cases are still on the increase because we still get reports in our office almost on a daily basis. And we also hear from the traditional leaders we are working with that they have lots of these cases really going to their courts almost on a daily basis. So to us, that is really a symbol that probably there is still an increase in terms of child marriages. This is despite the fact that there has been a ruling, you know, that has criminalized child marriages. And for us, the challenge really is to do a lot of work around consciousness raising in terms of the implications of the law, but also to really try and influence the attitudes, the behaviors, and perceptions of people in the communities around the girl child.
What do you think has led to this increase despite the current ruling?
You know, in our organization, we are still grappling with that because issues of child marriages are one that we are so much doing a lot around. So there are two different schools of thought, which we are yet to verify through research that we need to conduct and really establish what the actual causes could be. But one of our points of analysis is that probably because of perceptions and attitudes and behaviors that as yet do not recognize the rights of the girl child, the importance of the girl child, and the criminalization of child abuse, people are still continuing to do it. And also because in those communities, people have sort of like normalized those kind of things. It's going to take them time to really understand and acknowledge that they need to report such cases to the police and not keep them within their own homes. The second point of analysis on our part is that probably IYWD and other civil society players could be doing a lot in terms of raising awareness, and the people are now aware that such kind of acts are criminal and that they need to report to the police. So as they report, then there are records, and therefore it would seem as if there's an increase. These are the two different schools of thought that we have as of now, but they still need to be verified, I think, by substantive research around the causes of such increases.
That was Glanis Changachirere of the Institute of Young Women Development in Mashonaland Central. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Tariro Mute, who is the Communications, Advocacy and Networking Officer with the Institute for Young Women Development. Tariro, thank you so very much for joining me today.
You're welcome, dear. Thanks.
Now, Tariro, of course, we're talking on the heels of International Women's Day. That happened a few days ago. You know, what's your take as you look at the status of women, especially young women, in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that young women are still marginalized and are still left behind when it comes to equal representation, especially decision-making policies. They don't even contribute, and they're being left out on the political table. So for Institute for Young Women Development, I will be working towards amplifying the voice of young women, especially in marginalized communities, so that they can be heard and then they can speak out of the challenges that they're facing, mainly in issues to do with social service delivery, child marriages, and violence against women. So we've been working hard so that women, they can challenge dominant ideologies, they can speak out and demand what they should have as young women. So for us, the struggle continues.
And now you as an organization, the Institute for Young Women Development, put out some stats, I think, last year, talking about, I think it was Mashonaland Central, that, you know, had high levels of issues when it comes to gender equality. Can you tell us more about that and what you guys found out?
Yes. Yeah, about that, we realized that in Mashonaland Central, there have been high levels of domestic violence in Mashonaland Central. Is the highest prevalence rate in child marriages and domestic violence, mainly because I think it's the issue of the areas, what we call mapra, and they face challenges. So we realize that women in those areas suffer the most, and the domestic violence, they don't speak out. I don't know why. So we've been encouraging women to speak out so that they get help as fast as they can. And issues of child marriages, Mashonaland Central is also the in child marriages, mainly because of some cultural and traditional practices like appeasing spirits, jengos, jiajia.
You know, when you're going into these communities, Tariro, do you focus on talking to the mothers, talking to anatete, things like that, and the girls, or are you also roping in the men?
We actually engage everyone in the community leaders, from the traditional leaders to the ordinary person in the community. And we try to lobby and talk to them and advocate for this emancipation of the girls, that they should go to school. Girls are not brides. There should be school-going children that should get the right to education. So we do our projects in different communities. We sit down with local authorities, we engage the Ministry of Women's Affairs, we engage the Ministry of Youth, and everyone usually participates. We actually do some dramas, we actually do some theatres, some dancing, women trying to prove a point and send out that message that girls should not be
like married out, they should go to school.
And speaking on that, where you're talking about, you know, revolution with music and dancing, we know that the Institute will be having a program to commemorate International Women's Day. Tell us more about that.
We're having a commemoration on the 22nd of March. We're commemorating in partnership with the Minister of Women's Affairs. So on this event, we'll be talking about issues of gender-based violence, child marriages, and other issues that affect young women and girls. So in trying to spread our message and trying to engage with members of the communities, we found a better way that is better understandable to the people. You know, people like dramas, you know, telling Cinderella's a person and telling him or something, they might go home without anything. But if you put it in a drama or if you put it in song and dance, people will be happy and they'll celebrate at the same time, get the message out of it.
And as we wrap up here, Tariro, what's your message to those young women out there who are listening? You know, what do you say to them?
To young women who are listening, it's always good to speak out when you're being violated, when you're being raped, or when you're being beaten. It's always, okay, there's always someone who can help you out there so that you can get some help and you can get some encouragement and get out of the trouble really quickly. So there's no need when you're being beaten every day. And to men out there, please don't marry off your children to Vachiri Vanadik. Send them to school. They have a brighter future. There's this saying that if you educate a girl, you educate the whole village.
And with that, Tariro, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
That was Tariro Mute, Communications Advocacy and Network Officer with the Institute for Young Women Development, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And now we hear the music of Killer T with Amai going out to you from the Voice of America in Washington.
Maria, 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 Maria,
music of Killer T there with Amai going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America. Now to recap on today's top stories, some members of the opposition MDCT in Mashonaland East call on the government to stop discriminating them when it comes to food aid and inputs, which they allege are only being given to ZANU-PF members. And Mashonaland Central Province continues to lead in the number of cases of early child marriages despite the recent Constitutional Court ruling outlawing the practice. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, March the 13th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. I am Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 13 kuMbimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu uSithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umeli wenkayi South edalele parliamente unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uthi uphathisane lezakhamizi ukuqhuba inhlelo zentuthuko kulesi sigaba. Ibandla leMDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi liqhubekela phambili ngokusola ibandla elibusayo ngobuyanga obesabekayo obuhlasele iningi labantu elizweni ngesikhathi umnotho welizwe ungamanga kuhle. Njengenjayelo, sizalithulela eziphathelane labatsha silontongameli inkomo weStudio 7 namuhla ixoxa losakhulayo osekela ibandla lePeople First. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umeli wenkayi South edalele parliamente unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni oyisiphathamandla sebandla leZANU PF uthi izakhamizi ezisesigabeni sakhe sezabumba inhlanganiso yeDevelopment Trust okuyiyo ebona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zokulwisana lendlala lokunye okuhluphayo uqala ngokusichasisela ngodaba lokuswelakala kwamanzi kulesi sigaba.
Sengikwenzile ukuthi izibhorwane eziningi zibe leshuwa ukuthi zivuselelwe yi-DDF. Sisebenza le-council le-DDF ukuthi zivuselelwe izibhorwane abantu-ke bathola amanzi. Ezinye ezintsha zigejiwe futhi.
Indlala-ke esigabeni sakho siyasizwa abantu bekhala ngendlala lokuthi ukudla abakuzuzayo kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe kuhulumende akweneli njalo abanye besithi bagcubelwa zinkomo. Libancedisa ngani lapho?
Enkayi-ke sibe le nhlanhla emangalisayo. Enkayi South kule ndawo lapho kome khona lapho ukudla okungatholakalanga khona kuhle. Abantu kabakholwa ukuthi umthandazo uyasebenza. Kuthe mhlaka 21 February inkayi North yonke sazila ukudla sahlangana njengamasabatha eGampinya. Sasibaningi sathandazela izulu, sathandazela ukubambana lokusebenza ndawonye ekudistrict yethu. Kuthe mhlaka 21 sahlangana eGwelutshena saletha ukudla sabiza amachurch wonke akhona constituents sathi kababuye le list yabantu abalambayo safika khona ngale 30 tons zokudla sasesibanika ke ukuthi bayonika abanye emakhaya kusukela that day ezululana. So abanye bazathola abanye njalo kabasoze bathole. Okwakhathesi sisakhangele ukuthi sibone ukuthi umlimela wethu uzaba unganani but khonokhana ukubamba bana lokuthandaza lokuncedisana kukhanya ezinye izinto ziyahamba and I hope ukuthi constituency yami izahlala ilokhe ibambene ithandaza ndawonye bencedisana le masimini bencedisana la ngenhlanyelo lapho abanye ababe beshota khona sinikane ukudla siphathisane kodwa kulamanye ama-ward njengo-ward 11 ongale oncelelane lelupane ko-chief Sivalo hayi ngale komile sibili noma izulu libuyi ilokhu zenamabele akhona kawazange kamile kuhle akuzange kulinywe kuhle yiyo iward esiya kuthi siye khona lo ward 18 ephansi ngapha kwenkayi center lakho futhi kakumilanga kuhle kodwa labo bangcono ngoba bale irrigation scheme sibanikile i-tractor lezi kulezi ezivele eBrazil bayafundiswa-ke lokuthi bazincede njani ukuthi balime kuhle bangabambelela balime ba-irrigate kuhle ukudla kuzaba ngcono but lokho kulama problems athize but hayi kuyabanjiswana ngibona ngani indlala sizayibamba akungabi lo muntu ocubayo inkomo zethu zisesenhle kwakhathesi
njalo akukhethwana ngezombusaso
ye anjo ngiyakutshela kathesi ukuthi ngibize ama-church wonke awala liphathi laliphathi laliphathi and ngathi ema-churchini ngoba i-churchi kulapho uhamba khona umuntu wonke ngathi emabandleni bisanini amabizo abantu benu abalambayo and babisa mabizo abantu labo sobhuku bonke bebekhona ngathi kubo sobhuku libuye lama church enu kuma ward enu and ababuyileyo bakutholile njalo siyakhuthaza sesifome i development trust liyana iya itama councillors wonke baphakathi ukwenzela ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu i-development bayayenza bebambene
lo ngkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela inkai north edalele parliamente ekubandla lezano PF ubekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 silokhu sisesigabeni senkai siphinde saxoxa lo councillor Mpokiseng Sibanda ongunobhala wogatshalwa besifazana kubandla le MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai enkai south yena othi usola ibandla elibusayo ngobuyanga obesabekayo obuhlasele abantu esigabeni sakhe
enkai thina inkai south thina silokho simsekela kakhulu uMorgan Tsvangirai thina asihlalanga silokho siqhubekela phambili and kasibuyele emuva thina njengabomama lakathi sisiyayenza imihlangano yethu njengabomama sikhuthaza ukuthi asisekele nini uMorgan Tsvangirai niye esimbona engasikhipha phakathi kwegibhithele kamgazi isayithi Tsvangirai mina kangimboni angikuboni ubukhokheli obungaba khona obungasikhiphela uhlupho lwesilalo ngoba kunjenje abantu abethu abanamsebenzi abantu abethu bagcwele iganga lonke leli abantu abethu bahawula kanye lathi impilo yethu inzima idola leli ngendlela eselithenga ngayo lapha kithi elizweni lithenga ngendlela ebuhlungu ngoba ukuze ulithole uyabuthi usadalele wathwala nzima thina siphi phambili ukubana simsekele uTsvangirai siye phambili and singabuyele emuva sima izipindi ukuthi siyabakhuthaza labasakhulayo amankazana ukuthi abasukume bazilwele ukuze babe nekusasa engcono ngoba ngathi uyakhangela kathesi mina ngithengisenda umkami ubekwanisa ukuthi every Friday abuye ngekhaya lokudla okwanelisa ukuthi sive sikholise nemuli kodwa kwakathesi xa ngikhuluma abantwana bakathesi abaningi abendayo abazange bayibone igrocery empilweni zabo njalo abakaze bayiyemukela imali ukuthi umkami nangibuyile kube nenjabulo njalo balala phansi nanamhla kabayazi impeti and futhi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi bayithenge imbheda abantwana bakathesi bathatha abafazi bengenalutho engelaproperty engelangithi icansi lakhe athitshelwe ngabazali and indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ngithi thina njengabomama esizele kubuhlungu kakhulu kuyasidinda and lokho kumele kusenze sibe nezibindi ngamandla okuthini sizame ukunwela ilungelo lethu kanye lelabantu abethu ukuthi engxenye kusasa abantu abethu bangaba ngcono kulalokhu thina esesikubona kathesi kulaba abakhuleke emva kwethu sibazela usizi ngoba bathola ubunzima
lo ngukhansilar Mpokiseng Sibanda ongunobhala kugatshalwa besifazana kubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai enkai south sixoxelaye esemathetshaneni khona le enkai iningi lithi kwesinye isikhathi ibizo lomuntu lisuke liveze isimo sakhe kumbe lichaze qathu ikusasa yakhe umnumzana Senzele Ndebele ngomunye wabantu esingathi baphila impilo echazwa ngamabizo abo ngoba uthi uyasenzela ungumlimi osacathulayo ofuya inkomo efactory ePlumtree njalo ungene kumncintiswano wabalimi owe youth agripreneur project oqhutshwa inhlanganiso ye the global forum on agricultural research umnumzana Ndebele utshele untungameli inkomo estudio 7 ukuthi enganqoba kumncintiswano lo ukhangelele ukuthenga umtshina wokusenga inkomo
ukuthi sithole imitshina yokuthi singasenga inkomo zethu silungise amajuice alochago bese senza njalo into ezifana nayo silungise amashi uchago lolu siliphakethe kuhle emaplastikini bese siluthengisa lokhu kuzayenza ukuthi khona izithole inzuzo enkomeni zazo ngentengo enhle ngoba kwakathesi abantu bathengisa uchago ngamankomitsho 20 cents lapha dollar lapha okungekho organize kukanti kuvillage leyo abantu bale nkomo eziphoe ufika pho ze-50 ezisengwayo and abaningi basingase inkomo 10 liters ngelanga ngokhipha 500 liters ngelanga okuluchago olungaba luningana ukuthi senze into ebenefitha isigaba kube le va esithi ngesikhiwa yi-value ethini echagweni abantu abalalo
nxa uthe waphumelela wanqoba kumncintiswano lo kuyini okuthola
nxa unqobile umncintiswano lo bayakunika ke i-$5,000 eyiyo i-starting capital ukuthi wenze umbono wakho lo ofuna ukuthi wenze
wena owakho mhlawumbe ukho lokunganani
Umhlambi wami ufika phose inkomo ezidlula abo 40 something kusiya kubo 50.
Ukhona ungumuntu osakhulayo Ndebele, kuyini okwenze wakhetha ukungena kwezokulima lapha? Alubana ngomunye ngazikhuluma lawo mhlawumbe usemazweni kubo UK, kubo South Africa, eMelika ngapi ngapi, kodwa useZimbabwe uyalima. Kuyini okukuphe umdlandla?
Ngikhule nje ngibona ekhaya kule nkomo, nxa kuthi sekunzima lapha kumbe ischool fees sesishoda, abadala bebekhipha inkomo besiyazithengisa sibhadale lesikolo. Kodwa wasenanzelela ke uthi inkomo lezi ezisigcinayo njalo ezigcina abadala ziba lezali kuphela nxa sesile problem kulapho okuthengiswa khona. So wasembona ukuthi isikhathi esiningi abantu bemakhaya lapho inkomo zethu they are equal our problems. Kukanti the same valungo babuya kithi kumbe abantu nje abangasovalungu kuphela but abantu abasebhizinisini inkomo especially babuya kithi bethenga inkomo nge-$200 eyinonise ebeseyithengisa nge-$800. Uyabuya kithi ethenge inkomo ke ethi inkomo namhla exakileyo i-50 cents per kg eyithathe nge-50 cents per kg eyinonisa yenaithengise nge-$2.50 per kg. Ngasenzithi kanti kwehlulani ukuthi lami ngifana ne commercial farmer ngithengise inkomo zami ngentengo ephezulu, ngoba you never go wrong nxa ugcine inkomo.
Lo umnumzana Senzele Ndebele, umlimi we-factory ePlumtree, ubexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngeselichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, igama unguntungameli inkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa lomnumzana Khulani David Ndlovu, umsekeli webandla likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru eleZimbabwe People First. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ndlovu.
Ngiyathaba ukuba lana kuhlelo lwabakhulayo.
Kuyini kahle kahle okukuhugileyo wangena kuleli bandla?
Ama-political parties amaningi ebengaqalisi ngabantu, ebeqalisa ngabo first then kube sokubuya abantu. But ungabona abantu sebesithi People First, which means they've seen izinto eziningi. Then okwesibili bathi asakheni iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yethu leyi jike kakhulu.
Ungakabi lilunga laleli bandla Ndlovu, ubusekela liphi bandla?
Bengisekela ibandla eligreen, i-MDC kaWashman Ncube. Akulanto embi ngakuNcube, kodwa ngibone ibandla le-People First kuyilo elingangenza izinto zami zonke bengifisa ukuthi ngizenze ziphumelele bangu-People First. Ngoba ama-opportunities maningi ku-People First and libandla elikhokhelwa ngumama obe ngu-vice president. So ngibone ngathi umama uyayazi isimo yonke yeZimbabwe and sebona izinto eziningi kakhulu and umkhokheli onjalo ngibona kunguye umkhokheli engingamlandela okwesikhathi lesi njengomuntu omutsha.
Umjuru siyazi osungulele libandla ngemva kokuxotshwa kuZANU-PF.
Umuntu nomuntu lelungela lakho lokusola. But uma singakhangelisisa kuhle, iZANU-PF iphathe enkulu ebe nabantu abaningi and ngokubona kwami mina umama uMjuru bekuphakathi kwenye system ebengamvumeli ukuthi abe nguye yena ngokwakhe. Abantu bengathi waqothwa, abantu bengakhuluma izinto eziningi, kodwa so far izinto asezikhulumile sekuphumile ebandleni leZANU-PF ziyathembisa ukubana umama uMjuru uzaletha utshintsho olukhulu eZimbabwe. And masikhangele lezinto abantu abaningi kade bemgcona zona akuzinto ezenza ephakathi, isystem ade phakathi kwayo yiyo ebiyenza ibizwe lakhe lingcolo, ukathi yena obe ngumuntu omsulwa, ube ngumuntu oklini.
Alubana engaxotshwanga kuZANU-PF, ubona ngani wayezaziphumela nje asungule ibandla eliphikisayo?
singafuna ukuthi sigxile kakhulu ezintweni lezo ukuthi ngabe waqoshwa angabe kaqoshwa ngoba esikhathini eziningi uNkulunkulu uyathuza ama leaders akhe sengakunikeza example ukuthi ngabe kathesi uPaul eBhayibhelini ngabe kazange wenziwa isiphofu uNkulunkulu watshintsha ibizo lakhe from Saul to Paul ngabe uPaul kazange watshintsha abantu abaningi to Christianity izinto zonke zilesikhathi sazo uma umjuru ngesikhathi sena leso uNkulunkulu ngeke waziyo ukuthi waye kwaba lengxabano ekhona phakathi kwakhe lamanye amalungu ayizana uPF ngabe kaqhotshwanga kumbe ngabe wazithila kwakuzoyenzani kodwa kathi sesikhangela nje isituation ekhona ukuthi nangu umama umjuru sekuphi-first usesenzani bona yindlela okumele abantu bayithathe ukuthi nangu umama asimncediseni siboneni ukuthi engayenzani ngoba singabuyela emuva sikhangela ukuthi umama ubesenza so kumbe ngabe kaqhotshwanga ngabe ukuphi kathesi konke lokhu sokudlulile bona ngathi kungcono ukuthi sikhangeleni phambili ma xolise sithi wake wenza so kumbe abantu bathi wenza so asimvumeleni laye simnikeze ichansi njengomama wesizwe sethu sibone ukuthi yena uzaqhuba njani uhlelo lwakhe olwePeopleFest
ukhona ngapho eGwanda Ndlovu bamamukela njani abantu
abantu bayajabula kakhulu kuba sokuhliba nabanye abasasulayo ukuthi eshimeth umama engabe ethile sezama nje ukuthi aphazamise amavoti ukuthi zana uPF ibuyele embusweni wakhe bakhona abantu abanjalo but sowumsebenzi wethu thina njengamalunga ePeopleFest ukuthi sibabonise ukuthi no iparty lay ngiyabantu
kuphoselwe ukugcina
mina ngithi ebantwini abaseZimbabwe lebantwini abangaphandle abaphetheya asijoineni ibandla lePeopleFest sisupporteni umama umjuru ngokubana nguye ozasilethela utshintsho eZimbabwe
hayi bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo ba
ngiyabonga lamba bekukuhle sibili
veli lalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo mnumzana Khulani David Ndlovu umsekeli webandla likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru eleZimbabwe People First asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo lilale
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Ngesizweni umculo wabafana bakagodlwayo behaya umoyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo.
Sibufanele sibonge uNkomo nyongolo wenu. Sibufanele sibonge umqabuko walethu uthulezweni. Walethu Umkabuko sekufanele simbonge sonke umfoka nyongolo wenu Joshua Nkomo kabuko kanyongolo aramatate latela zimbuke sikhumbe sehlula bethuki bageza ngochako abanye begeza ngamanzi unze nsundu yabe nsundu qali wesiziba saseRhodesia unze amandebele eyakhupha abamhlophe esizibeni zabhulukude linkabe zasidunga bhulugwe lendoda eyodwa eligqoka lijumi lamadoda ijube limhlophe elakhe isidleke wahlala imkhumbazana wena wembu umgodi wangawuhlala owavula inkundla wasinela izigxawu wacitha umlilo wasentumbane ehlahleni manzi abanye bewubhula ngelomileyo unangunanguya namhlazana kungayisuye ukunyuka bemphethe obulawayo phambiliba phansi laphezulu kanti usenduze kwenkonjane wayezizweni umahamba yedwa ethembintonga yakhe abanye behamba namabutho begade ngenganunu ama-AK-47 umdala wethu umafukufu unyongolo umcabuko ulinda owembabasala bencinda undunankulu wezipulafosi owathumela amabhunu izwi wathi lifike litshela abangakezwa ukuthi ulukhulu luyeza eRhodesia kwenzeka inkemenkeme yendaba yaduma inkafu lakufa libalele wahlangana lembila zithuthu Smith hawu indiza mthini eVictoria Falls ovuma uGeneral Peter Walls wathi uyinkunzi mqabuko ayikho enye inkunzi engihambisana lawe eAfrika kulikhawe lamakhawe nyongolo elakhothama ingelanxeba emhlane umkhonto owalolo wacitshe njelele intaba engaphulwa ngabafukazana athas
Sikugqoba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ikhona apha eWashington DC.
Been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.